Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We're talking about Sweden here, but, you know, there's a lot to be said about this pandemic that we're, what, like 19, 20, 21 months into at this point, officially?
Pandemic. I'm putting quotes around that.
The libertarians here in Keene are one of the best case studies that I can think of how to properly handle COVID-19, because...
You mean throw a party every week?
Yeah, because if all of the fear-mongering was true, right, every single one of us would be dead by now.
Mm. Or at least we'd know somebody who was.
We do know a few people. Well, I know of a person who died from COVID-19. One of our
listeners... You mean
Gene? No, I meant my sister's ex-husband's father. So,
you know him personally?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, back when I lived in Mississippi. I mean, he was...
How old was he when he died?
Old.
Was he fat?
Oh, absolutely.
No. I'm not so sure he died of COVID then.
You know what, Ian? What you just did is something that I have developed, especially this past year, is that anybody dies. Anybody. Colin Powell just died. The first thing I asked...
How old was he?
How old was he? 84. Was he fat, and was he vaccinated?
He was.
And he was. He was all three of those things. Yeah. And I wish I could, because we see the obituaries here, and if you follow the social media here in the area, the local obituaries are always coming past. And people are like, oh, they got, you know, love and light and all this. And the first thing I always want to ask, was he vaccinated?
I don't know if this guy was vaccinated.
I can see from the picture that they were fat. Were they also vaccinated? Because that's not being asked. Because before,
sure,
they did it in reverse. They're still doing it in reverse, where they're like, and they were unvaccinated. And this certain amount of people who just died this year, this week, and 15% of them, 30% of them were unvaccinated. But I don't care about that anymore.
I don't care if they're unvaccinated or vaccinated. It means nothing to me.
I think it's very important that we understand the adverse reactions from this vaccine. I think it's very important. But these news organizations are...
I don't, because I have no intention of getting the vaccine one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me what the adverse reactions are. I'm not getting it.
We've already made our decision. I want the people who've taken this or plan on maybe giving it to their kids.
That's so horrifying.
Yeah. Because that's where it's at now. But we're not getting this information. We're not hearing about the adverse reactions. Unless you go to alt media like this station and or some of the YouTube dudes. Or, and sometimes you can't even get that anymore because they're protecting their bases so often they don't really say anything. So now you got to go to Odyssey or you got to go to BitChute or, you know.
Well, these are all better places than YouTube anyway.
This is true.
But to circle back, I mean, the guy who we're talking about, he was very overweight, diabetic. His doctor at one point told him, hey, you have to stop eating Burger King for breakfast every single day or you're going to die. And his solution, no joke, his solution to that was to make the exact same breakfast, but at home. So learn nothing, right? And he was the kind of person who expected a doctor to be able to just give him a pill and make his diabetes go away.
Oh, man.
That's this whole country. That's Big Pharma. That's why owns every ad and every news station you're watching right now. If you watch the news on TV, it's Big Pharma this, Big Pharma that. They own everything.
Didn't Pfizer, like, CEO come out and say that it's a criminal act to misinform people about their quote-unquote science?
He did.
Yeah.
I also have that story.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, but you know, the libertarians here in Keene, none of us got vaccinated. We didn't wear masks. We didn't social distance. We threw parties every week. You threw a massive New Year's Eve party where at least 70 to 80
people. At least 70, I counted at one point.
Ended up coming through, and I was there at the door. I greeted every single one of these people.
Yeah.
I had COVID-19, recovered from it. A few other people here in the movement have had COVID-19 and recovered from it. None of us died. But if the fear-mongering was true, we would all be dead, and Sweden would be a crater in the
earth. A smoking crater.
But Sweden is doing just fine, and all of the people here at Free Talk Live are still doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But many Swedes were persuaded by the hypothesis that the lack of freedom endured by the citizens of other countries would save lives. Shut down Sweden to protect the country, wrote one author, perhaps the country's most powerful journalist. Renowned infectious disease experts, microbiologists, and epidemiologists from all over the country warned of the consequences of the government's policy. One model, powered by supercomputers, predicted 96,000 Swedes would die before the summer of 2020.
Yeah, you know, these supercomputers are also doing, they're also predicting the climate change, mm-hmm. the climate models that are always wrong.
Well, the models are only as good as the data put into it. If you put in garbage stuff, you're going to get garbage out.
The last time I heard, the Russian model is actually pretty decent, because it's like the only one that doesn't predict we're going to be dead in 20 years, 15 years, or whatever that number is.
It's any more accurate. It just means they put different data in to get whatever different results they wanted.
So how many people actually died by the summer of 2020?
It doesn't actually say. But at that stage, it was not unreasonable to conclude that Sweden would pay a high price for its freedom. But throughout the spring of 2020, Sweden's death toll per capita was higher than most other countries. But the experiment didn't end there. During the year that followed, the virus continued to ravage the world, and one by one, the death tolls in countries that had lockdown began to surpass Sweden. Britain, the U.S., France, Poland, and many other countries that had variously shut down playgrounds, forced their children to wear face masks, closed schools, fined citizens for hanging out on the beach, and guarded parks with drones have all been hit worse than Sweden. At the time of writing, more than 50 countries have a higher death rate. If you measure excess mortality for the whole of 2020, Sweden will end up in 21st place out of 31 European countries. If Sweden was a part of the United States, its death rate would rank number 43
wow.
of the 50 states.
Interesting.
The fact is shockingly underreported, considering the sheer number of articles and TV segments devoted to Sweden's foolishly liberal attitude to the pandemic and the daily reference to figures that are forgotten today. Suddenly, it's as if Sweden doesn't exist.
Mm.
When the Wall Street Journal recently published a report from Portugal, it described how the country, quote, offered a glimpse of what it would be like to live with the virus. This new normal involved, among other things, vaccine passports and face masks at large events like football matches. Nowhere in the report was it mentioned that in Sweden you can go to football matches without wearing a face mask, or that Sweden, with a smaller proportion of COVID deaths over the course of the pandemic, had ended virtually all restrictions. Sweden has been living with the virus for some time. The Wall Street Journal is far from alone in its selective reporting. The New York Times, Guardian, BBC, The Times, they were all cheerleaders for lockdowns and can't fathom casting doubt on their efficacy, even though, as the numbers here show, there is no evidence to suggest that lockdowns and face masks did anything to prevent the deaths of COVID-19.
To the contrary.
Yes, it seems that Sweden did better than most of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine the ones that did better
probably were the states with very low population like densities, like South Dakota and those other places out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those who follow Sweden's example have also come in for a lot of criticism. When the state of Florida, more than a year ago, and strongly inspired by Sweden, removed most of its restrictions, the judgment from the American media was swift. The state's Republican governor
was still being dished out against Florida.
The Republican governor was predicted to, quote, lead his state to the morgue. The media was outraged by images of Floridians swimming and sunbathing at the beach.
Oh, the horror!
Their governor's counterpart in New York, the embattled Democrat Andrew Cuomo, on the other hand, was offered a book deal for his leadership lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo, who killed a bunch of old people from sending COVID patients to nursing homes or something like that. A few months ago, he was forced to resign after harassing a dozen women.
Yeah, that wasn't it. They had to get him out of there to protect his butt because he killed thousands of old people.
He was never going to be held accountable for that. But the result of his leadership lesson lives on. 0.29% of his state's residents died of COVID-19, the equivalent figure for Florida, the state that not only allowed the most freedom but also has the second highest proportion of pensioners in the country, is 0.27%. so slightly fewer people died in Florida, where there are a bunch of old retired people.
From New York, by the way.
Are they from New York?
There's a ton of people on the West Coast of Florida that retired from New York.
So it doesn't appear lockdowns did anything to help anyone, and they shut down the world economy, and as a result of that, there are shipping containers off the... You can't find turkey this year for Thanksgiving, so well done, government, for destroying the world economy. 603-283-6160.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. 603-283-6160. 1-866-405-8160. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian. And
Conan.
And if you care about individual liberty, you should get up to New Hampshire, where the legislative branch in New Hampshire actually passed a law saying that government agencies cannot require vaccines of people. And one of the most obvious effects of this, which was one I had to consider, was that schools and public schools and universities and colleges wouldn't be able to require their students to be vaccinated in order to attend.
Unfortunately, they are still doing mask mandates at some of these schools.
I would like the maybe there's something in the LSR that's the list of bills that have been proposed in New Hampshire that are about to get, you know, official bill numbers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something in there about not being able to require masks either.
That'd be nice.
Or get your kids out of the school.
That's the best thing you can do.
And now that we have this school voucher thing has gone through, is it a part of the budget now? You might actually get paid to take your kids out of school and do something else with them.
I think they call them educational savings accounts.
Basically, what they're doing is they're taking the money that they would otherwise use to put your kid through public school, and they're giving that to the parents directly if you so choose to seek alternative education options for your children.
Which is only like, with the sad part about it, it's only like $4,000 or $5,000 from the state. Whereas the rest is coming from your local budget, which is just it's crazy. It's crazy huge. So are you going to be able to fill in the gaps? Is $5,000 going to be enough to educate your kid? I'm wondering.
$5,000
it will
per
be in the
year?
Market. Yeah, in the free market.
And the other question is, will this follow homeschoolers? Which would also be really nice.
I believe it does.
Now we're talking.
But I can't speak for sure. What I could say, though, is that apparently they're called education freedom accounts, so not savings, but education freedom accounts, and you can learn more about it at educationfreedomnh.org. They had a very nice-looking, well-designed website with details about it.
Awesome. So New Hampshire is a place you should be if you value individual liberty, at the very least.
Correct.
Because we're not seeing that in other places, like in San Francisco.
No, that would be one of the least free places in the United States. Oakland, reporting for Politico.com, Victoria Culliver writing that San Francisco will soon require children as young as 5 years old to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination to enter certain indoor spaces like restaurants, entertainment venues, and sporting events, say public health officials last week. The local mandate already requires children and adults over the age of 12 to show proof they are vaccinated before entering those places, and now city health officials are planning to extend the health order to children ages 5 to 11, which is now the group that has been recently approved by the federal government to be getting these experimental mRNA vaccinations.
Papers, please!
So it wasn't enough to propagandize the parents to the point that they wanted to get their children vaccinated or jabbed with these experimental mRNA gene therapies. They had to actually go and mandate it.
It's part of the program.
It's stupid. If it worked and it was a good idea, you wouldn't have to mandate it.
No, but this is not
because
what it's about.
People like
it's,
us would be dropping dead in the street.
It's about the tracking system. It's about getting you tracked. Everything about you is going to be your credit score soon. It's going to be your bank account.
Yeah, and it's not just
going to be your vaccine card. Yeah, and it's about training them early.
Yeah,
the same way they did in this country with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
The same thing they did with the flag, bowing to the flag. They got them young.
Right.
They got the Boy Scouts first, and then because after the Civil War, there were so many people in this country, they were upset with government.
They're training these kids that it will now be normal, it will be expected of them to carry the papers with them and then show them on every entrance to every business that they'll want to go to. Anything that is an entertainment venue, any restaurant, any place you want to take your kids to go out to, they're going to have this mandate that they have to show. Now, technically, they don't have identification, per se, yet. That's not happened yet. They actually do address that in this story. Because remember, the other side of the vaccination cards, the vaccination passport things, is that the vaccination passport doesn't have your photo on it. So therefore, right. So therefore, you're also required as an adult to show ID. That they don't usually talk about that in the news stories about this. So it's like a double identification that you have to show. Because otherwise, you know, if Conan has got the card, he could just give it to me, and then I could be Conan for the day if I need to go shopping.
Or you can buy some off of eBay.
Yeah, so that's why they're requiring people to show ID. So they have to show two forms of ID, the vaccination card and their ID.
Yeah,
the children don't have
to get
IDs.
A Happy Meal from McDonald's.
This is why you have so many municipalities. New York is a prime example where they want to digitize all this. They want an app. They want it on your phone, so that and they want accredited and or governmental agencies administering these passports. Not just your doctor. They're going to turn this. There's going to be a new line at the driver's department.
The DMV.
DMV. Where there's another option. Or guess what? I was hearing earlier this year that they might want to set this up at the post office. The vaccine line.
Mm.
I haven't heard any word since that came across our table almost a year ago, but they were in the works of moving a vaccine passport department into every post office in the country.
The San Francisco health bureaucrats said this, quote, as with children 12 to 17 who may not have personal identification, we will follow the same approach with the younger kids such that they would not be penalized for not having an ID. So they're going to be a little nicer to the children. They're not going to ticket the kids if they don't have an ID for now. But how long is it going to be before some parent, you know, walks in there and they've got a bunch of kids and their younger kid hasn't gotten the vaccine or whatever, so they use their older kid's vaccine card for their younger kid or whatever, right? Like they're switching cards around because they don't have to show ID. Somebody gets caught, and then some state legislature, because eventually we're going to see states mandating this, right? Like that hasn't happened yet.
Maybe some states like California.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, state California. There's rumors that New Jersey's governor was waiting till he got reelected, and he did, to put it in place in New Jersey as a statewide mandate. So once this goes in as a
statewide vaccine,
once it goes in as a statewide mandate, then they're going to say, all right, we can't be having parents switching people's cards. Not only are we going to punish you for it if we catch you doing it, which is obviously what they're going to do, but they're going to just start issuing kids identification, I think. I mean, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
If they can do it, if they can get away with it, they're going to do all that it can.
They've already got the kids going to their government schools. They probably have government ID cards for the kids at school, right? Like, I remember when I was in school in the 1990s and they started, like, creating these things. I don't think they quite rolled them out in any meaningful sense. Like, I don't think there was, like, photos on the IDs. But I've heard that nowadays they've got RFID chips in the government school IDs for kids, and they have to wear them around their neck as they're going into classrooms, and they've got their photos on them. So, I mean, they're already taking pictures of these kids every single year at schools. It's just, you know, one step more to say, all right, now here's your license.
What I found out, my seventh grader, my daughter, I was taking her to, this is Clarksville, Tennessee, and I was taking her to school. She was late. She overslept. I took her into the office, and I'm like, all right, what do I need to sign? Because she's like, send her off to the class. And I'm like, all right, what do I need to sign? I'm like, oh, no, we just take their fingerprint. And she put her thumb down on a little pad right there at the office and signed into school. This was 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get worse. We're going to talk more about how they're conditioning kids to accept things that, honestly, the Nazi Germans kind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House accusing some Republican governors of, quote, getting in the way of efforts to end the coronavirus pandemic.
deputy press secretary at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, used those exact words while speaking to reporters a few hours ago. Several Republican-led states are challenging the Biden administration's new vaccine requirements for large businesses, and a federal court has put the mandate on hold until these court cases play out. The Speaker of the House making another big push for action on climate change as California Democrat Nancy Pelosi led a delegation of her House colleagues to the Global Climate Summit that's going on in Scotland. And she said Democrats are ready to meet the moment in that social spending bill that's pending in the House and the Senate.
This is all about the children leaving a world where they can be healthy.
USA Radio News. President Biden making remarks before the Democratic National Committee on Tuesday. The president saying Democrats must stay united ahead of the 2022 midterm elections.
We need to remember what got us to the White House in the first place. We won in 2020 as a unified party. Maybe more unified than ever. Now, as we look at 2022, we need to stay unified. We need to remember that the American people sent us here to deliver, to make their lives better.
Republicans see the midterms as a potential referendum on the Biden administration, especially when it comes to its handling of the economy. AAA predicting Thanksgiving travel this year will return to pre-pandemic levels, as more than 53 million Americans are expected to be on the move, a 13% hike over last year. It comes as the national average gasoline price is up at $3.42 a gallon. That's 15 cents higher than last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Invited to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And this may not come as a surprise for people, but evidently when you put people out of work for extended periods of time and you crash an economy, people turn to debt as a way of carrying on their lifestyles. And Americans have always sort of had an addiction to debt anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's what we learn from a very young age, that debt is all right.
But it isn't.
It isn't.
But most Americans, you're right, don't believe that way. I mean, I think it's half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
I think it's more than that.
And they also have massive amounts of debt.
But the craziest part about it is it's not just poor people. It's not just lower class people who are in debt.
No, it's half of Americans.
It's, you know, there's plenty of richers out there, plenty of doctors and lawyers and the whole nine.
They spend beyond what their income is.
So, and then what happens? Everyone's living in debt. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, and all of a sudden you don't have a job anymore, or it's only one of you working,
and that means more debt. And because of all of this, Americans now have record amounts of debt. This is the United States, which also has a record amount of debt, but American households are carrying record amounts of debt as home and auto prices surge, COVID infections continue to fall, and people get out their credit cards again.
Wasn't MSNBC just publishing an article the other day about how inflation is great and that Americans are flush with cash and there's so many jobs?
Thank goodness they took all this useless paper.
They took that tweet down quick, Ian. They got so much backlash from that stupid statement.
Did they really?
Yeah, they said
I heard they changed the title of the article.
It was. I don't know that it was an article. That was
no,
just
there
a
was
tweet.
An article.
Between July and September, U.S. household debt climbed to a new record of $15.24 trillion, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said Tuesday. I can't do that math that quickly, but 6 billion people, $15.24 trillion
no,
in debt.
Wait, this was the United States, right?
No, this is U.S. household debt.
You said 6 billion.
So 340,000?
Oh, that's right. There are fewer households, yeah.
There's only 300 million people.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
you're
God,
thinking
yes.
world population.
Yes, I was. And it's not even 6 billion anymore. God,
so
wow.
340 million Americans, but it said households, right?
Yeah, which is probably
estimated 122 million households as of 2019. So what was it, 15 trillion?
Yeah, let's go with that. 15 All trillion. Right. I don't know how I ended up citing the world population from, like, 2004. Because it's certainly higher now. I think it's past 7 billion.
Yeah.
But in America, it's like 320,000, 300,000.
Unless Bill Gates
like
gets his way, he's working on that number.
Believe it or not, this is only an increase of 1.9%, or 286 billion from the second quarter of the year. Well, that's $286 billion more debt in a single quarter.
That's so an average of $122,000 or $123,000 per household.
Oh, good
in debt,
Lord.
If I've got all my zeros correct here.
As pandemic relief efforts wind down, we are beginning to see the reversal of some of the credit card balance trends seen during the pandemic, such as lower spending in favor of paying down debt balances, said a research officer at the New York Fed. And it's really not clear what he meant by that. Now that the stimulus sugar rush has worn off, I saw someone post today that...
Lower spending as opposed to paying down debt balances. So people are trying to pay off their debts, is what he said there, instead of buying stuff.
And that was... The lockdown did that?
Well, the government did that, yeah.
Yeah, it depends who you ask. I mean, some people say the lockdown changed spending habits. Like, people were more likely to spend on home improvements than whatever their
Absolutely.
Habits
were. Absolutely. If you've seen our Home Depot here... Yeah, but and I, the delivery guy, I can attest the spending did not fall in that category, and it went up immensely, and I'm already starting to see it go up as we speak. So I know, so they might not be going to the Walmart to spend it, but they're definitely doing it online, and I'm delivering it.
Yeah, and the pandemic relief efforts are the ultimate cause of this. I saw someone posted today. Someone did the numbers and. With the rise in prices, that $2,000 that we got in stimulus check, it basically buys what $5,000 would have bought prior to the stimulus checks. Mm. I don't remember exactly how they came up with that math, but the result is that unless you took that $2,000 and invested it in something...
Like crypto?
Like crypto, yeah. Or Bitcoin, or maybe even gold. I don't know what gold is doing.
Gold's kind of just... real estate and
Can't invest $2,000 in real estate.
You can buy a nice car or something, an automobile.
It's not an investment
or a timeshare.
It's an investment now if you turn around selling it.
It's a liability.
True.
At any rate,
If you need to get to work,
but you can't buy an entire property with $2,000.
No,
but you can put it with another $99,000 that's in your bank account that you don't actually have because I just made that up because we're all in debt. We don't own any. There's nothing in our bank accounts.
That's true for most people, certainly. So now that the stimulus sugar rush has worn off, consumers are going back to their old ways of spending with their credit cards. Credit card balances rose by $17 billion, just as they had during the second quarter. But they're still $123 billion lower than the end of 2019 before the pandemic hit. Auto loans and student loans balances also increased, rising by $28 billion and $14 billion. So just across the board, Americans are spending big at the moment. But they're not really spending big. Their currency is just more useless, so it seems like they're spending
big. There's
more
zeros.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be a millionaire soon.
They're richer. Just add some more zeros to all of the notes, and everyone's wealthier. Instead of a $1 bill, we have a $1 trillion bill.
It can't happen here, Arya.
But that's the obvious. obvious solution. That will fix everything, because then you make the entire population not just trillionaires, but multi-gazillionaires.
Yeah, what comes after trillion?
We're laughing at this, but we just talked about this. It was a mainstream news operation who said it out loud that this inflation is actually good for you.
Oh, yeah, and they're not the first one. I've seen more than one story about
that. The AOCs of this world believe in this type of economics.
Mm-hmm. Inflation is sitting at multi-year highs thanks to supply chain disruptions.
No, that's not what inflation is. But that's difficult for the media. They always say inflation is a rise in prices, and the reality is inflation is an increase in the money supply, and the government ain't slowing down in that.
Nope.
They just passed a new trillion-plus-dollar infrastructure bill.
Did they finally pass that nonsense?
They did, yeah. Now, it's down from $3.5 trillion, so we're cutting back.
I don't care about that. I mean, they're going to inflate the currency.
They sure are.
And I don't care, but I don't like the crypto regulations that they worked into it in the Senate.
Those are there.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. The latest inflation data from early Tuesday showed prices producers received for their products rose 0.6% in October. Now, I know a guy who owns a convenience store. 0.6% is not accurate for the product price increases.
Well, that's just in 1 month they're talking about there.
Oh, that is just 1 month, yeah.
Yeah. AP report here says inflation at the wholesale level rose 8.6% last month from a year earlier, matching September's record annual gain and offering more evidence that inflationary pressures are not yet easing. So this is the producer price index. Now, here's the number you're talking about. The Labor Department reported its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.6% last month from September, pushed higher by surging gasoline prices. So I think that means it's 0.6 higher than what September's was. So therefore, if September was 8%, this would be 8.6%. That's my reading of this. Either way, the reports are that these are record levels of producer price increases.
I mean, that's
and they're just claiming because of gas increases.
Well,
that's their only.
That's what they claim.
And that's almost 10% versus last year. 10% increase in prices, almost.
But you have to understand, the media will never say this is because the government is printing money. They always have to come up with some other reason for it. Of course, why is the price of gas going up? Well, probably because they're printing money. That's one reason, beyond regulations and all the other things.
And you have Biden the other day. His explanation was people are getting sick. They're getting COVID and they can't go to work.
That's why gas is up?
That's why everything. That's why inflation.
That's such nonsense, man. And, you know, I've heard that before.
This is Biden. I mean.
But it's clearly not the case.
No.
We didn't lose the workforce from COVID-19. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Tonight's amplifier. This means that Tim is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you want to show your support, help us get on more radio stations, get more podcast listeners, all of that great stuff, the AMP program or the AMPS program is the best way to do that. It's on Patreon now. So it's super easy to join. You probably already have a Patreon account, so just give us a look. All it takes is $5 per month. That gets you in. And it comes with a number of cool little features, like there's an app-only Facebook group that I don't think anyone has asked to join in a very long time, because we constantly tell our listeners not to be on Facebook, presumably. But there's also an app-only chat on our official server.
That's
so
right.
Check it out at amps.freetalklive.com if you like the show. So thank you so much, Tim, and we hope you continue supporting us. So we're talking about the economy here and the massive devastation we're seeing. My family, I found out, is having a Thanksgiving dinner, but they're unable to even find a turkey where they live.
So they're going ham?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. I just know that I was half invited to a turkeyless Thanksgiving.
Wasn't this the same family that was like masks mandatory last year for Thanksgiving?
I don't remember if masks were mandatory, but I remember they definitely social distanced.
Okay.
And I think there were people wearing masks. I don't remember now. But
I remember you were not interested in that last year.
Even if COVID wasn't a thing, I still wouldn't go. Got way better things to do.
Well, I was at one of the grocery stores here in town last week, and they had two large chest freezers full of turkeys. I'm like, oh, okay, plenty of meat, plenty of turkeys here. I went back this week, all gone.
I didn't even see them, so I wasn't even...
All gone and replaced with nothing. The two freezers were just sitting there completely empty.
Wow.
Now, this far out... That's unreal.
But
I mean, typically, this is the way that it works.
I expect on, like... November 22nd.
The week before.
Right.
You want to start seeing those freezers start empty out. There's a reason for that. The grocery store doesn't want to hold on to those things.
They don't want to have to slash their prices.
But almost 3 weeks out.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
It's not weird. We see it.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yes. Well, we've talked about the supply chain issues that have a lot to do with government regulations on the trucking industry, specifically California, where now you can't even operate an older truck, apparently. Like, they've got certain regulations that keep a lot of trucks out of the state.
Oh, that's sure to help with the shipping problem.
And then there's the backup of the cargo ships off of the coast of California. And the guy that we talked to about that said, or the article we were reading, said there is one truck for every 14 shipping containers, I believe, that are being offloaded at the port or something like that. So there's nowhere near enough trucks to take these containers away, even if they could move all those ships out and get the containers off of them. So
it's fine. Biden has a plan. He's going to find those cargo containers every single day that they're out there.
I heard about that.
That'll fix it. Right.
It's certainly going to turn them away and make them never come back, I guess.
I'm being facetious, of course. That is not going to fix it.
The cargo container overload. Mm-hmm. What's the reason? There's not enough truckers. Is it because of vaccine mandates?
That's one thing I think that's keeping some truckers out. I imagine some of them just walked away from the job or whatever. Plus the ports themselves, they don't have probably enough staff to keep this thing rolling. Also, government. These ports are run by governments, and so the port workers are all union. And so there's actually a whole other article I've had in show prep, which we're not going to get to tonight, but there's a whole story about Foundation of Economic Education, Biden thanking the unions for promising to help solve a supply chain mess they created, where basically the unions, they're like, well, it's 5 o'clock. We're done for the day. See ya. And then, you know, or whatever time, like 8 p.m. or whenever, they close down the port for several hours in the overnight when they could be, you know, moving freight.
Was it DeSantis talking about?
And they close it on the weekends.
It should be 24/7. That way these things are operating.
Well, that's what Biden. That was the big thing Biden brought to the table. Is like, all right, here's how we're gonna fix it. We're gonna make it 24/7. Like, here we are in 2021, and now they're finally talking about making these ports, these mega ports in Los Angeles and the other one wherever that is, Long Beach or something, into 24/7 operations. But then the point was, even if they were 24/7, they couldn't move them onto the trucks fast enough.
These unions, man, they're too much work these days.
There's also the reality, as you said, Americans are buying more stuff than ever,
at least online. Yeah.
And so that's coming from overseas.
Well, we need to. I thought DeSantis was talking about opening a Florida port.
They have Florida ports, and yes, he did.
Really ramping it up and 24/7 as well. Because I mean, the free market could work this out.
It could if it were a free market.
If it were allowed to work.
If it were market-owned ports instead of government-run operations. So we got a mess out there, and on top of that, you've got the federal government printing up trillions of dollars, right? And so, of course, none of these news stories admit or point out that that's why inflation happens. But here we are with the Wall Street Journal. Since we were talking about the record-level wholesale price increases of over 8.6% or something like that in recent months, confident consumers, they say here, have swallowed higher supermarket prices so far this year, but the risk of indigestion is growing. Oh. For companies that make staple goods, asking for more money is delicate. Recently, this was late October when this was published, the world's biggest food company, Nestle, said sales increased by an impressive 6.5% in the third quarter compared with the same period last year. Demand for their products is strong, and Nestle has been able to pass on the higher cost of inputs such as plastic and transport to their shoppers, a sign of healthy pricing power. Company shares are up 3% in early trading, but their cost of goods will increase by around 4% this year, they said, meaning they will shell out an extra 1.8 billion Swiss francs, because they're an international company, equivalent to $1.95 billion on everything from packaging to trucking. Danone, yogurt maker Danone, said Tuesday that its input costs will be 8% higher this year. The difference can probably be explained by what the two companies sell. Nestle's got a big coffee business where hedges have protected it from spiraling commodity costs, although these will roll off soon. Inflation is now so hot that staples companies feel they have no option but to pass the costs on. These companies, like Nestle and Procter & Gamble, said recently that consumers can expect higher bills deals at the grocery store. The question is, how far can they push before shoppers defect to cheaper brands or buy fewer items? As a rule of thumb, price increases above 5% are harder to implement without changing buying patterns, according to supermarket and consumer goods executives.
And now they sort of have to raise them more than 5%.
That's, I mean, if your costs are up 8%, you can't eat those losses for very long.
Yeah, I think I heard, I can't find the article, but I heard that Nestle is not even going to advertise this quarter.
Why should they? Everybody knows their brands.
Well, is true, but then they use, and that's a lot of money right there. So they might be able to make some of it up just dropping their advertising.
There are caveats. Companies that make more premium brands, such as Nestle's Nespresso coffee, have extra wiggle room, and consumers are less reactive to price changes in some countries than others. But still, the inflation is approaching more sensitive levels in the U.S., where prices for food consumed in the home increased 4.5% in September compared with the same month of 2020. In the euro area, prices for food, alcohol, and tobacco were just 2% higher, according to Eurostat. But is that the reality at the store? Is that what people are actually experiencing? These are just averages. Like, some people have seen milk go up $1 per gallon,
yeah,
right?
That's basically all I buy. And I was surprised the other day going in there, and yeah, it's almost $1.20, $1.30 more than it was, you know, three or four months ago.
That's surprising, because one of the things I learned about New Hampshire when I first got here was just how cheap the milk is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like
$1.50.
Yeah, I'm used to like $4 a gallon, you know, in Mississippi or whatever, but here it was like $1.30 for a gallon.
Yeah, all dairy's up, eggs are up, cheese is up,
meat
is way up.
Nestle recently increased prices by 5% in the U.S., but this is still in negotiations with supermarkets on the other side of the Atlantic. Europeans can expect to pay more from the beginning of 2022. Staples companies have ways to shield shoppers from the full impact of rising commodity costs by running factories more efficiently, for example. Consumers have also accumulated savings during the pandemic, which is contrary to what we were just talking about a moment ago.
Yeah,
where
it sounds like the opposite is true.
Record debt. So they say some might be willing to pay more than they usually would, but bosses at consumer goods manufacturers expect more increases in costs next year.
Hey, but you know, Ian, it's all going to work out because they're going to start unrolling all the bug flour. And the man-made lab-grown
peanut butter or whatever it was we were talking about.
And the lab-grown meat, which they're unrolling as we speak.
Mm.
And you're going to love it. You're not going to own a damn thing. And you're going to lap up your bug burger, and you're going to love it.
See, I'm okay with the lab-grown meat.
That's fine.
I'm not.
But the bugs, yeah. Well, see, the lab-grown, you can eat it without something having to die. And to me, that's a net positive.
If they can do it cheaper, what's wrong with it?
If it ain't natural, I want to. Part of it.
It's natural because humans are natural. Therefore, anything we create is natural.
Anyway, price is going up.
Join us in the meantime over on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.